This is St. Louis Public Radio. Native American tribes with ancestral links to Cahokia Mounds support legislation to make the ancient mounds a national park. The 2,200-acre Illinois Historic Site in Collinsville protects more than 70 mounds built by the ancient Mississippians 1,000 years ago. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard has the story.
Members of the Chickasaw Nation of Oklahoma are at Cahokia Mounds demonstrating stomp dance, a tradition the tribe has passed down for generations. The Chickasaws trace their ancestry to the ancient Mississippians, who built and lived atop earthen structures at Cahokia Mounds and throughout much of what is now the Midwest and southeastern United States. Angela Griffin of Belleville is in the audience on a recent Saturday, learning about her Chickasaw heritage. She says visiting Cahokia Mounds has become more meaningful as she delves into her own family history.
I used to come here as a child when I was in school, but just on a field trip. I'm looking at it in a different light.
Griffin says Cahokia Mounds has never gotten the recognition it deserves as one of the world's most significant cultural sites. But she believes that could change if the site becomes a national park.
I feel that that is one thing that would benefit not only the Chickasaw Nation or any of the other Indian nations for giving a piece of history, you know, for our children.
Native American tribes that can trace their ancestries to the Mississippians no longer live near the mounds the ancients built, one basket full of dirt at a time. Starting in 1830, the federal government forced the tribes to relocate to the Indian Territory, which is now Oklahoma. Scott Big Horse of the Osage Nation says the proposed Mississippian Culture National Historic Park would better preserve and protect the mounds for future generations.
I want my grandchildren and their children to be able to go up there and see. And when they go back and they read some of the things that I have written down throughout my lifetime, and I want them to be able to go to that spot and see what I see.
In 2009, the Osage bought Sugarloaf Mound in South St. Louis, the last surviving mound in the city. Sugarloaf is one of hundreds of satellite mounds that once surrounded Cahokia, and it's part of the proposed park. Logan Pappenfort is second chief of the Peoria Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma. He's in awe every time he visits Cahokia Mounds.
It is a little bit of a coming home journey for myself, especially when you take that walk amongst mounds and you are on top where the chiefdom would have been, and you get a full idea and breadth of the scope of this Mississippian civilization.
Pappenfort has been working for several years with the preservationists who've provided the research behind the national park legislation. He credits the researchers for including Native American tribes in the process.
We have had a voice, which is something that you cannot always say as a tribe, unfortunately.
Chris Craig of Belleville says it was inspiring to be at Cahokia Mounds watching the Chickasaw troupe perform the music and dance of her people. She traces her own Chickasaw ancestry to her great-grandmother.
I've been here in the mounds before when they had some of the authors. And you're always like, okay, so how do we as modern Indian people relate to the prehistoric? And that's hard to connect. But then we have our dance troupe that was here today connect the dots.
The Cahokia Mounds National Park would be a partnership between the National Park Service and state and local agencies. Illinois would retain ownership of Cahokia Mounds. Reporting from Collinsville, I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.